I was in a car for a while yesterday with Amanda Curry, the minister at First Presbyterian in Regina, if that name is unfamiliar to you. We were on our way to Yorkton for the dissolution service of Grace Presbyterian in Yorkton, a congregation that, following the Spirit's leading, realized that the time had come for them to dissolve. It's a difficult service in many ways, but still well worth being part of. I preached the last sermon there. As someone who had been part of that congregation as a preaching person, oh my goodness, back in the late 90s. It's been a while. And as Amanda and I were driving along and we were talking about all kinds of things, as one does in a couple hours each way, we were talking about preaching and we were talking about sermon titles. And I mentioned in passing that there had been a time in my life early on where I was looking for clever sermon titles. And eventually realized that was kind of a waste of whatever creativity I had, because a sermon title, frequently nobody even notices what it is. And apparently there are a number of preachers who don't have sermon titles at all. It's just sermon. You get what you get. But I was kind of pleased about today's, because it is kind of clever, but not so clever that it used up all I had. And did you know you were a tree? Obviously, we are speaking metaphorically here. We are not really trees. And it's a particular kind of tree. And I don't know if you've seen one of these. I don't think I've ever seen one live. But one of the things you can do if you're gifted with trees is you can take a branch from one tree and graft it into another. You can do this with lots of plants, apparently. But what I've seen pictures of is an apple tree that has several different kinds of apples growing from it, because people have grafted onto the tree. Apparently you have to do that with apples anyway. If you plant an apple seed, you never know what you're going to get. So there's lots of grafting going on. But it struck me as interesting when I first saw it that, look, there's an apple tree that has golden delicious apples on it, an ill-named fruit, if you ask me. I don't think they're particularly delicious, although they are quite golden. But you can also have Macintosh, and Braeburns, and Granny Smiths, all kinds of things on the same tree. You can have the same tree that has different kinds of fruit. And I'm sure by now you know exactly where I'm going with this. And it's our Galatians reading. There are two lists in the passage that was read for us in Galatians. And we have a list of, as Paul says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. And then there's a list of things there. And I think it's fair to say that they are obvious. That these things are activities or ideas or whatever it might be that I don't think anybody thinks is a good thing. I suppose if we look long enough, we might eventually find somebody who thinks envy is good, or maybe perhaps one of the other ones. But on the whole, we look at this list and we say, okay, these are all the things that we don't want to do. The next list is the fruit of the Spirit. And it has a list of things that I think all of us would like to do. There's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are all things that we like. And if you're wondering whether you'd really like them or not, look at the first list and the second list and imagine what kind of a neighbor you want. The first list neighbor or the second list neighbor? Well, we all want the second list neighbor. We want these fruit. And it's called the fruit of the Spirit. But it's different than the gifts of the Spirit. And that's one of the things that I want to point out. Is that the gifts of the Spirit is, when we see them in a list, they are individual things. And some people have this gift or that gift. You may have more than one. You may have the gift of giving. You may also have the gift of compassion or faith. It's quite possible to have more than one. But the fruit of the Spirit is a single list, and we have all of them. So not only are we a tree, we're one of those trees with different kinds of fruit. And one of the reasons why I wanted us to think about being a tree, and in particular a fruit tree, is that a fruit tree produces fruit simply because it is. A fruit tree doesn't think, okay, I'm going to make an apple today. That's just the outcome of being a fruit. If you take a fruit tree, a little one, and plant it in your yard, hopefully here rather than in the mud of muck of Regina, which doesn't grow very well, at least not at our house. If you put a fruit tree in the ground, and you water it, and you give it fertilizer if it needs it, if it has good soil, it will produce fruit. Not right away, it takes a while, but it will produce fruit because that's what a fruit tree does. It doesn't have to decide to. And a tree, of course, can't decide not to. That's where the analogy breaks down with us, because I want us to think a bit about the fact that when we move into this relationship with God through Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, who puts in us the fruit of the Spirit, we will then produce these fruit. Maybe not all at once, and maybe not right away, maybe not all together, but this is what characterizes us. When we look at the book of Acts at the beginning of the early church, or we look to church history, one of the things that we see over and over again is people saying there's something different about these followers of the way, which is what Christians, followers of Jesus, were called at first, followers of the way. And it wasn't what they said, but what they did. These crazy followers of the way took care of each other, of course, because everybody takes care of the people in their tribe, but they took care of other people too. They acted in unexpected ways of compassion, of care, of self-control. They didn't get drunk as other people did. They didn't overindulge as other people did. They were patient and kind. They were inescapably good. And so are we. That's one of the things that we get when we move into this relationship. The Holy Spirit says, I'm going to be with you, and I'm going to give you these fruit, and you are going to see them. Sometimes it takes a while for them to appear, because unlike trees, we can interfere with fruit. A tree can't just decide it's just going to drop this branch because it doesn't want fruit on that branch. We can interfere, if you will, with being loving or joyful. But it's still there, and we are interfering with something that's coming along rather than just not doing something that doesn't exist until we start doing it. And sometimes, as I said, it takes a while for us to realize this. I remember the first time somebody told me I was patient. I was very surprised, because I wasn't patient for a long time. I was impatient. I was impatient with myself, with other people, with other drivers, with other people's ideas. I was impatient about everything. Whatever I wanted it now. And the idea of waiting for something was kind of crazy. But as I moved into the full understanding of who I was in God, and as I became closer to God, I realized, without me trying to be patient, I had become more patient. It had just happened in the same way that I just grew to the height I am now. I didn't decide I wanted to be this tall. It just happened. Part of the growth that comes to a human body, the human spirit also grows with these fruit of the Spirit. And for a long time, when people told me I was patient, I told them I wasn't, which was kind of disrespectful. I mean, if somebody tells you something that they see about you, that's what they see. You can't tell them they're blind. And then, that was a long time ago, and I began to realize, yes, I have become patient. Without gritting my teeth and saying, I will become patient if it kills me, it just happened as I became more attuned to who I was, because that's what the fruit of the Spirit is doing within us. It's not turning us into somebody we're not. It's turning us into the best us we can be. Who of us, when we look at that list, doesn't want more of those things? Particularly in these days, I am enjoying peace, that I am a more peaceful person. And it's not that I was out, I don't know, fomenting rebellion or war before, but I wasn't at peace within myself. I wasn't at peace with other people. And now, after years of the Holy Spirit working with me, I can be at peace with who I am, realizing there's room for improvement, of course, but I can be at peace with who I am at this moment the same way I can be at peace with other people. For a long time, if you said something I thought was wrong, it was virtually impossible for me to not correct you. This does not make you friends. Might not cost you friends, you never know. It depends how obnoxious you are about it. It was really hard for me to just be at peace with somebody who thought something else about politics, about sports, about anything. And now I can. And now I can listen to people with their different ideas and say, because this is often the case, I'm not the person to change that idea if it's wrong. And I could be wrong when I think their idea is wrong. I can be at peace with that, which was hard, if not impossible, for me for years. That came from the Holy Spirit acting within me and helping me to grow into this fruit of the Spirit. We're trees, not because we're stuck in one place. The metaphor isn't all that great in lots of ways. But we're trees because a tree grows. It doesn't have to decide to grow. The nature of a tree is to grow. The nature of someone who has this relationship with God, who is connected with God through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the nature of that kind of person is to grow, and to grow in the fruit of the Spirit. There are other areas of growth, of course, also. But this is what we're looking at today. And I think for all of us, we'll look back in the past and we'll see how we have grown in these directions. Some we tried, it's like some we worked on, and there's, of course, that's part of it. But some of it was just the Holy Spirit changing who we were to make us the best person we could be. The work will continue. I will become more peaceful, I hope, more joyful, more loving, all of these things. But I have seen the Holy Spirit at work within me and within others. And I can assure you that even if you reject the metaphor of the tree, and you're welcome to do so, the Holy Spirit is bringing the fruit of the Spirit into full blossom, full bloom, full ripeness in each of us. Amen.